With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Nepal was rattled over the weekend this week by a strong earthquake that killed over 150 people and injured dozens more.
The earthquake hit the Jagirkot region, 500 kilometers from the capital of Kathmandu. The remoteness of the affected area makes both communications and rescue efforts difficult. Initial videos from the region show severely damaged homes, some completely flattened. Three aftershocks were felt within an hour of the quake. Many residents spend the night outdoors. Earthquakes are common in this region, along the foothills of the Himalayas. In 2015, the country suffered two devastating earthquakes, killing 9,000 people.
That's BBC's Samira Hussein reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, disagreement between the U.S. and its Arab partners for a need for an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. During a visit to Jordan Saturday, Secretary of State Blinken said the siege on Gaza should be done with care to minimize civilian deaths.
Israel must take every possible measure to prevent civilian casualties. In my meetings with Israeli officials yesterday, I conveyed additional steps that they can and should take to do just that. Protecting civilians will help prevent Hamas from further exploiting the situation. But most important, it's simply the right and moral thing to do.
But in meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday, the Israeli Prime Minister told Blinken there could be no ceasefire until all hostages are released. A new bill in the Senate would offer aid to victims of crimes committed by those in the country illegally. The bill comes from Kansas Senator Bill Marshall. His Justice for Angel Families Act would restore the Trump-era Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement Office, which tracks crimes committed by illegal aliens. It was dismantled by President Biden. This is SRN News. American pastors becoming concerned about the collection plate.
Not necessarily now, but soon. A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 82% of clergymen say they aren't sure young adults, Generation Z, will be tithing to their churches at the same rate their parents do. Of course, there are broad reasons for that. Gen Z is more financially pinched than previous generations, often because of huge student loan debts. And Gen Z is also less likely to be attending church in the first place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT advocates filed a federal lawsuit challenging Tennessee's aggravated prostitution statute. That measure applies larger penalties to people who participate in prostitution while knowingly being infected with HIV. Plaintiffs argue the law stems from what they call the decades-old AIDS scare and discriminates against HIV-positive people. This is SRN News. U.S. regulators are suing SolarWinds and its top security executive for fraud.
It's alleged SolarWinds concealed poor cybersecurity practices ahead of the Texas-based technology company's stunning hack by Russian spies. Detected in December of 2020, the SolarWinds hack penetrated U.S. government agencies, including the Justice and Homeland Security Departments, and more than 100 private companies and think tanks. SolarWinds called the SEC charges unfounded.
Jeremy House reports a lawyer for the executive says he looks forward to defending his client's reputation and correcting the inaccuracies in the SEC statement. Even though safety investigators have four complaints about engine fires in the RAV4s that can start with the vehicle's engines turned off, Toyota's not advising people to garage their cars or park them outside. They say go to the dealer to get it fixed. SRN News.